And they're not black and white issues, but go ahead. What's your next question? I guess I'm not sure where we're going.
I can ask another question. I'll simply say that when you're dealing with the Corps of Engineers, it certainly is a black and white issue because you either have the permit or you don't. Thank you.
The gentleman from 39, Doug Walters.
Thank you. The gentleman continuing to yield?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. If a farm has farmed a piece of property, a family's owned it for a long period of time, longer than the state of West Virginia has been in existence, for example, which is not unusual in the Eastern Panhandle. If that farm were to change from a grain farm to a cattle farm and want to water their cattle in that stream, will this cause any problem whatsoever with that type of change?
I don't believe so. I guess that you could... I mean, I can't predict any based on that. I don't anticipate any in that regard. Your rights to use the water. I mean, those rights will remain the same because that's the concept of riparian rights, is that the people downstream still have the right to the use and benefit of that stream, and you have a right to the reasonable use of that water, but not to the exclusion and not to their detriment. So as long as you're doing that, you're there anyway, but I don't see how this amendment ever applies to it, to be honest with you.
And there's no way that they could say that, you know, if cattle water in a stream, they could certainly defecate in the stream. There's no way that they could just say that that's a pollution and denying the people the rights downstream?
Well, I don't think so, although, you know, on the other hand, I don't think you can build one of those poultry farms and set it over top of the Potomac River and have all the droppings directly dropped into the water either.
So if someone had a farm on a stream in West Virginia and they wanted to build a poultry house near that stream, would that create a problem under this amendment?
I don't think so, because I think that they're still making reasonable use.
But you're not 100% sure.
I don't see it. I think that that comes under their riparian rights, and it doesn't change that. Those riparian rights are what they are.
Thank you very much.
The gentleman from the 59th, Delegate Kump.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak on the resolution?
You may.
When I first saw this proposed constitutional amendment, I thought, well, this is a good thing, preserving water rights. And then I got to thinking about some of my own experiences, government versus personal rights regarding water. I live in the Eastern Panhandle. The little development that I live in the Falling Waters area, is right beside the Potomac River. It's a very modest little community, mostly manufactured housing, a couple places that aren't much better than that. We were living there in the 90s, still live there, not bothering anyone, when one of my neighbors said to me, there's people, surveyors, we think, trampling across our property, putting down stakes, and said that they had a right to do that. This is private property, isn't it? And so we did a little investigation, found out there was a developer across the road from us. We were between them and the river, and they were going to put in a sewage treatment plant. And they had decided for the effluent of that sewage treatment plant to go in the Potomac River, and they were going to discharge it across our property, since our lots were between them and the river. We said, well, you can't do that. That's private property. Well, their attorneys said that the topological maps showed an intermittent creek or stream across our property, even though none of us has ever seen any water in it. So to make a long story a little short, we got engaged in a long, protracted battle, finally wore the developer down, but we came really close to having what I believe our property rights and our privacy violated, because we were told that we didn't have any right over our property as to what was discharged across it. In fact, the developer said to me personally, what's your problem? This effluent is not going to be in violation of any laws or regulations. What do you care? Well, we did care, and we were really upset. So I'm very concerned about any amendments to our Constitution or any laws, as far as that goes, that tramples upon our individual property rights. And for that reason, I'm going to vote against this resolution and urge others to do what else likewise.
Gentleman from the 40th, Delegate Armstead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very concerned about this. And actually, I appreciate the responses from my colleague, the Chair of Judiciary, but they actually made me more concerned about this than I was before I talked with you. So I guess what I'm most concerned about is, as the gentleman said, the idea of rights to water, use of water by private landowners, individuals, companies, that is a developing area of law. As the gentleman said, there are three recent cases on this. It's continuing to develop. And as that develops, there will be, I'm sure, changes in additional rights that perhaps people might have, additional uses that might be developed for water, additional issues that come up. And for us to somehow say that we're going to put a stake in the ground here, and this is, from this point on, if you're an individual in terms of your own water on your own property, you've got what rights we're telling you you've got now, but forget it if it comes to any other rights. Forget it if it comes to trying to claim any additional rights to that. And if you look at what it says, it sounds good, and these are probably the most dangerous of proposals are the ones that sound good, but underneath what sounds good is the truth of what it does. It says that they're developed for the benefit, enjoyment, and general welfare of its citizens. Who decides what the general welfare of its citizens are? The general welfare is talking about the collective welfare. That's talking about the government. And I think you could probably change the name of this from Waters of State Amendment to the We're from the Government, We're Here to Help Amendment, because that's basically what it is. It's basically saying that the government is putting a stake in the ground, saying these are our rights, and we're going to control how they get used and who gets the benefit from them and who doesn't. And if you're a private landowner, sorry, you're just out of luck. So I think this is a very dangerous amendment, and I urge its rejection.
Gentleman from the 67th, Billy Skinner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let's slow down a little bit. This resolution passed the Senate unanimously. And why did it pass unanimously? This resolution is a statement of our values in West Virginia and a guarantee of rights. It guarantees riparian rights and access to water, and at the same time, it declares how we've been operating. Let me just go back to what it says. It shall be the policy of the state of West Virginia that the water resources of this state shall be protected, conserved, utilized, and developed for the benefit, enjoyment, and general welfare of its citizens, consistent with and subject to the riparian rights and groundwater rights of the owners of real property. It is a guarantee of the rights to your property. Now, one of the things that I'll take slight issue with my chairman on is that throughout the West Virginia Constitution, as in our federal constitution, we do talk about property rights. And we absolutely do that in the West Virginia Constitution in several places. We talk about, under Article 3, Section 9, the taking of private property. But more importantly, under Article 3, Section 10, the safeguards for life, liberty, and property. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law and the judgment of his peers. That's in our Constitution. And why is it in our Constitution? It is a statement of our values. We are, 59 days since our water was poisoned? Our reaction to that has been an enormous effort to create a fantastic bill that we passed out of here. But let's also put that value in our Constitution alongside real property. Let's put water as something that is critical to West Virginia, to critical to our citizens. One of the things that I learned about through the discussions of the water bill from my good friend from McDowell were some of the challenges of water in other parts of the state. This says to McDowell, to the other counties, water is important. It is the policy of the state of West Virginia that you have clean water. It's important enough to put in the Constitution. If it's important enough to put real property rights in our Constitution, it's important enough to put our water rights in the Constitution. That's what the Senate has already decided. And that's what we have the opportunity to do here today. This is the exclamation point on the end of our success in dealing with the water crisis this year. Read the language. It's straightforward. It is our value. I urge adoption.
The question now is on adoption of the resolution. All those in favor will vote green. All those opposed will vote red. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? If so, the clerk will close the machine and ascertain the results. There being 43 ayes, 54 nays, 3 members absent not voting, less than 2/3 of the members elected having voted in the affirmative, I declare the resolution rejected. Further bills on third reading.